Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I got a copy of Lee Iacocca's new book, scanning through it. He says the U.S. is turning into a martial law police state. The criminals run the government in both parties. The country is probably going to fall completely. That's Lee Iacocca, not Alex Jones. Jesse Ventura said the same thing on my show. Willie Nelson, former German defense minister, last week said that on my show. The Italian former president is saying that. Anyone who is studying what's happening is completely and totally freaked out. If you love your family, if you care about the economy, your future, not just your children's future, you better be aware that some very evil people are in control of our government, control of our dominant media, and that we are in a serious crisis. It's simple. The military-industrial complex was basically founded and created by private foreign banking institutions. They have now gotten full control of state, local, and the federal government. They are selling off the entire infrastructure of the nation to foreign interests for pennies on the dollar right now. There are thousands of times the level of debt that could physically be paid off by government, corporate, private, local, municipal, state. It is all by design in official IMF and World Bank documents that I have been covering with terror on air for 6 years since they were leaked by Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist at the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. The police are having martial law takeover drills all over the Western world for several years. They are now intensifying. They're now publicly admitting they're doing this. Because they know that what the globalists are planning, and they've been ordered to do this, they've been federally trained to do this, they don't have all the pieces of the puzzle of exactly why they're doing it, for complete lockdown, mass arrest, FEMA camps, hell on earth in this country. This is a very intelligent, psychopathic elite. If you take criminology, and I only took a few courses in it, but have since read quite a few graduate-level textbooks on the subject, and I've interviewed many criminologists, top criminal psychologists, psychiatrists on serial killers, you will learn that intelligent psychopaths, controlled psychopaths, gravitate towards two places, government jobs and law enforcement. That's why you've had tyranny throughout history. That's why government, as the Founding Fathers said, is wicked, bad, corrupt, very, very dangerous, but a limited, necessary evil. That's why all the Founding Fathers said, watch it, control it, keep it tiny, don't let the government take control of you. They'll invent lots of reasons of how they're doing it for your own good. Watch out. Tyranny will come. They will oppress you. Go read the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen, what King George III was doing, and then compare it to what's happening now. And that's it. The tyranny is the norm. Tyranny happens 9 times out of 10, or even, I'd say, 99 times out of 100. It's not even 10% of the time you have liberty in history. When you do have a little bit of liberty, you have milk and honey, free market, good jobs, happiness. When you don't, you have India, China, communist Russia. You have the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. You have squalor, people in dirt floors like Mexico with a tiny elite ruling over them. It's very sad that this is happening to our country, but that's what this show is about, is exposing it and fighting it. Okay, what do I have in front of me today? I have some Lee Iacocca quotes I want to go over from his book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? Very respected, best time-selling business author ever, guy that brought the Chrysler back from the brink and several other big corporations. Also, I want to show you the corruption. IRS audits of big corporations drop to 20-year low. IRS corporate tax audits fall, Wall Street Journal. You see, if you're big and corrupt, there was a big CEO 2 weeks ago who stole $34 million from a big brokerage firm, and the feds just said, you know, pay a fine. You're not going to get in trouble. But then they'll persecute an innocent Martha Stewart because she's not part of the real corrupt guild that runs things. For her dumping some of her own stock, thinking the company was going down. Completely normal. But they've now made that a crime. For the first time ever, they just convicted on racketeering in a prostitution case, the D.C. Madam. And now they're going after Elliot Spitzer, who did expose a lot of corruption for racketeering. The first conviction ever for racketeering, first time, and now that's the second case. See, things that are nonviolent, things that were petty before, they throw the book at you if you're a good guy but got some problems. But if you're out and out part of the really corrupt guild, there's no audits, there's no investigations. And that's what Lee Iacocca is saying. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. We're in big trouble. Because we've always had corruption and good old boy boss hog behavior. And that's not good, but that at least can sustain society. But when you get wild strip mining, wild looting, I mean, picture the United States as a beautiful palace. And before, they would just steal a little bit out of the till or run off with some of the firewood or maybe steal a spoon here or a silver ladle there. Now the thieves in government have ripped out all the furniture, all the mirrors, all the chandeliers, the wood paneling, the porcelain bathrooms, the marble floors, the main columns. The roof has fallen in, and they're busy pulling up the cobblestones and loading up their flatbeds with it. I mean, they're just grabbing and snatching everything up. Politicians, just corruption is rampant. The local environmental groups openly own their own banks for stolen property here in Austin where I live, openly involved in just upfront embezzlement and mass fraud right out in front of everyone. Nothing happens. I mean, it's scary, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely horrifying. What's scary is that they're not just evil, but they're not even in control. That's what's even more scary. It's just not like there's some king boss, some benevolent or beneficent dictator up there who does bad things but doesn't allow other mid-level people to steal a lot because it hurts the overall system. This is just a gang of pirates running around doing whatever they want. I mean, the Federal Reserve is private, run for profit. It changed all the banking rules so they could buy insurance companies, buy brokerage houses, buy up the mortgage companies. And then they changed all the rules so they could give loans to people that had no job, no money. Then they sold that as investments, as AAA gold-rated bonds and stocks. And then now they're saying, oh, because we're in such a crisis due to this, give us unlimited federal power and get rid of the three federal regulatory agencies and just give us the private banking families, the private stockholders of the private Federal Reserve, unlimited control over the economy. These are bold individuals. They have issued total liquidity to get everybody in debt off of fiat. They then grabbed every commodity, every raw material, every piece of infrastructure. They then bought up all the police agencies, all the private contractors, all of the different mechanisms and the whole string of different apparatus that run all of this, and now they own it, and it's all multinational, outside government. No one can stop them, basically. And they are preparing for total implosion of the economy, martial law, and if we get up, they'll detonate a few nukes or release bird flu or have some guy in a turban in a computer animated video tell us he's going to get us. And God almighty. And they've been gearing up with one-tenth of the college graduates to be in Homeland Security related. Just guilty until proven innocent. Martial law terror training going on in every major department. Just the worst scenario in history. Criminal enterprise running an international anti-terror mechanism. I mean, these are hardcore psychopath criminals who like death and destruction, who like looting, who like third world destruction. We're going to come back and get into all the news. Did the New World Order murder a local activist in Austin? Are they covering it up? We'll talk about that. We'll get into the economy. Massive transmission. Stay with me. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. This is not a game. This is not a drill.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sheriff's deputies, drug agents, the FBI, and even the Coast Guard all working together targeting terrorists. Weeks of planning came down to action this weekend when Operation Sudden Impact hit the streets and the waterways. Law enforcement officials were looking for drugs, gangs, and fugitives. But that's not all. April Thompson is here with how terrorism came into play. April.
Claudia, law officers say sometimes drugs, gangs, and fugitives point to something else, another crime, terrorism. That's why, for the first time, they're changing how they go about searching for those who are searching for trouble.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th day of April, 2008. Your calls are coming up. Toll free at 877-590-5525. Listening in Texas from the station I transmit from, that we originate from, the syndicated broadcast, 836-0590, for News Radio 590 KLBJ. You just heard a little clip from a newscast out of Memphis, Tennessee. All over the country, from California to New Jersey, from Texas to Ohio, from Oregon to Florida, they had a federally funded program, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment, but they were able to do this saying it was anti-terror. Thousands of officers per city in hundreds of different cities across the country. And this particular operation was a three-state area in Tennessee and surrounding areas, fanned out and randomly stopped cars, searched people on the sides of streets, went into shopping malls. They were also on the Mississippi, searching people's boats. And the headlines here says, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. This is out of the Memphis Daily Paper, the Commercial Appeal. I want to say hi to several AM affiliates that we do have in Tennessee, like WBCR in Knoxville. I'd like to hear from folks in Tennessee. What do you think about this? Law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. And it says that the Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 71 people, including 31 fugitives, during a 24-hour street sweep that ended about half an hour after sunrise Sunday. The sheriff's office and 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies pulled over cars, climbed on boats, and served fugitive warrants as all part of an anti-terrorism initiative called Operation Sudden Impact. And it says that the military helped them. You can go on and read that article up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have a link to it. Now, remember that in Section 802 of the Patriot Act, all misdemeanors, Section 802 of H.R. 3162, all U.S. citizens are terrorists. And so they say that, well, they're people who don't want to be searched, they are told that they don't have any rights because this is an anti-terror operation. Oh, there's no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, no due process. You're terrorist until told otherwise. Let me read an excellent article by Steve Watson from Infowars.net. And again, every paragraph, every comment, every statement he makes has a link to mainstream news or law enforcement agencies. Notice mainstream media doesn't do that. We do. Everything we say, we back up. Okay? State fusion centers and Pentagon run FBI programs to spy on Americans. Now, that article integrates with the other story by Steve from Infowars.net. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. Now, that's what the police are saying. Now, remember, I told you a year before, a year and a half before it came out in the news, I got secret FEMA documents where they had recruited tens of thousands of pastors at major churches to say, hand in your guns, go to FEMA camps, let them take your children, go to camps. It's of the Lord. Now they've recruited 26,000 preachers. Now it's been declassified and it's public. We have links to those newscasts. The preachers. You wonder why your pastor suddenly gives you weird sermons? About how submitting and turning guns in and going to camps is good and doing what government says is of the Lord and misquoting Romans 13. See, let me just explain something before I read this article. This attack pattern, I mean, let's say men in caves are real, men with turbans and hats are real, you got a better chance of dying by being struck by lightning in the World Almanac than you do of being killed by terrorists, but let's just say they're real and it's totally deadly. And they're hiding under every bread cupboard, under every bed. They're going to kill you. Do you find Al-Qaeda Muslim terrorist by randomly just having people line up in Miami or Austin, Texas or Houston and randomly searching people? Or do you do that by targeting the communities terrorists come from, listening to their phones, tracking them, not letting them come in the country, arresting people with connections to it and interrogating them? No. No, they don't do that. They, and I use the analogy during the weekday show, of if I wanted a bottle of Crown Royal whiskey, would Canadian whiskey, if I was having a party, would I randomly drive around in my car and pull up in a farm and just randomly run up to a creek bed and run around in the creek bed looking for Crown Royal? Or would I go to a liquor store and buy Crown Royal? If I was looking for Adidas tennis shoes, would I randomly jump out of an airplane with a parachute into the middle of Albuquerque and then randomly start searching a backyard for it, for Adidas tennis shoes? No, I would go where Adidas tennis shoes are, where you get Adidas tennis shoes. This is ridiculous. The so-called anti-terror training and operations in one-tenth of college graduates, I mean, billions a year spent on all the new big grants they give people to go to school, the scholarships, is to learn how to data mine, spy on neighbors. They have law enforcement training in thousands of school districts in 6th and 7th grade. We've put the curriculum and interviews in my films, like Police State 2 The Takeover, before 9/11, where they put BATF and FBI deputized local police at the cost of hundreds of thousands a year in taxpayer money in the schools, and they tell them, they teach them, they write essays on what their parents do on computer for files. Do your parents, what's in the medicine cabinet? This is mainstream news. That's fighting terror, ladies and gentlemen, is you having your kids spy on you. This is East German Stasi. Our government is criminal. It hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, 6 years ago to help set all this up. He just died last year, by the way. The East Germans. The Stasi. The attack pattern is against everyone. It is about enslaving us. It's about swarming us. It's federal funds. You know, they call it roundups and swarms, and you'll see it. Just random cops everywhere, just randomly pulling people over. I wasn't speeding last week because I happened to be looking at my speedometer. Cop still pulled me over, searched my car, shined his light in, and said, "You can go." I was pulled over. You understand? In Austin. And everywhere, I saw the cherries that night. They were just swarming. The country is completely gone. We've got to somehow get it back. You understand, this isn't to keep you safe. The borders are wide open. The illegal aliens don't get arrested for DWI or no ID. The police admit that in the news. This is for you, the slave. I'm going to read this article in its entirety. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. When we get back, did Palestinian activist Raed Hamad commit suicide, or was he murdered in Austin, Texas, and thrown in Lake Austin, now known as Lake Ladybird? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on KLBJ here in Austin, syndicated across the country from Kansas City to San Diego. And your calls, of course, are coming up. I got a bunch of other news, a big hour and a half lined up. You don't want to miss any of it.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know what it's like to have a preacher call you up who's scared to death calling you from a payphone in Pennsylvania, who's got close to 1,000 people in his church, who volunteers at the hospital, telling you, yeah, they FEMA recruited me. There's 13,000 of us. Now there's 26,000. It's a year and a half later. They recruited me into this. It's a secret program to get everybody ready for martial law and to go into camps to have their firearms taken. And I said, well, go ahead and just fax those over to me. And he faxed them over. We put them on the web, and I'm under surveillance. So they came to him and kicked him out of the program and threatened him. And then another preacher sent me similar stuff. And then a year later, it came out in the news, and they said, yeah, we've recruited preachers nationwide to get you ready for martial law. We've played some of those newscasts here, and the newscasts say it's a good thing. You know what it's like to know there's a huge Pentagon program and that NORTHCOM openly calls the U.S. a war zone, and to know that they're just waiting to take this country completely over? And I'm not talking about the local grunts, the local military people, the local police. They have no idea what they're part of. It's very sad to know that. Very, very sad to know that they're gearing up this whole martial law grid because they know you're going to freak out when they take everything you've got. Land of the free, home of the brave, overnight is disappearing. And overnight, when they decide to engage this, they're going to take everything most of you've got. Why? Because they can. Because it's called empire. It's called control. It's called domination. It isn't about Republican or Democrat. It's about the foreign banks that own this country. Let's read what Steve Watson had to say. You know, we could wake up and stop all this now. That's why I tend to freak out, yell and scream on air, get belligerent, get arrogant, get angry. Because, frankly, I got to psych myself up just to deal with this. Can you imagine the fact that, number one, this is real. This is true, even if you're in denial or not. And then number two, imagine being the most vocal person against it and getting death threats and knowing you're under surveillance and dealing with that every day. Dealing with that. I have a lot of resentment for these people. I have a lot of anger at them. And I am freaked out. And this is a government that writes memos, now admitted and confirmed, where they say that the sexual torture of children is good to make, quote, terror suspects answer questions. And the Army's own report admits they did do that. It freaks me out. I'm freaked out right now, and I'm going to try to be calm and cover this. And to know that they're training police who mean well but are dumbed down and who are ignorant. I mean, cops, can't you look around you? Can't you understand what you're part of? Can't you see that this is all ridiculous? Prescription drugs kill 300,000 plus people a year. Cars kill close to 200,000. Terror kills a few dozen a year on average. But our whole life, our whole way of life has to change. You've got to violate my rights. You've got to run warrantless checkpoints. You've got to arrest people. You've got to have SWAT teams and all this because there's terrorists. Can't you see it's a fraud? Listen to this. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. Local police and sheriff's office joins feds for terror sweep that results in hundreds of citations for traffic violations. That's terror now. But see, they did it all without warrants or without probable cause, searching people on the street. First it's the airports, then it's the bus terminals and the subways. You know, oh, we don't need a warrant to search your bags. Then it's the streets. Then it's your home. Now they're doing gun confiscation door-to-door, forcing their way in. Federal law enforcement agencies co-opted sheriff's offices as well as state and local police forces in three states last weekend for a vast roundup operation. That's what they called it. The one sheriff's deputy was describing as martial law training. We have the documents. That's what it is. Law enforcement agencies in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas took part in what was described by local media as an anti-crime and anti-terrorism initiative involving officers of more than 50 federal, state, and local agencies. Feds involved in local policing, which has always been a big no-no, and doing it without warrants and searching people without probable cause because it's anti-terror. Given the military-style name Operation Sudden Impact, the initiative saw officers from six counties rounding up fugitives, conducting traffic checkpoints, climbing on boats in the Mississippi River, and doing other crime abatement programs, that's a quote, all under the label of anti-terrorism. WREG Memphis News Channel 3, we played a few seconds of earlier, it's up on Prison Planet, if you want to read the whole thing, reported that the Sheriff's Department arrested 332 people, 142 of whom were fugitives, and they went on to call them terrorists in the newscast, as they now seem to be known. It said, we have arrested the terrorists. You understand how they're... Notice they've announced the last 6 months that there's thousands of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. They say, give up all your rights to fight the guys in caves. Everybody's like, America, oh, yeah. And then overnight, it's, oh, by the way, it's misdemeanors, it's white terrorists. They're everywhere. Hundreds of dollars were seized. This is from their own news report. And drugs recovered. At 1,292 traffic violations were handed out to speeding terrorists and illegal parking terrorists. It says that in the news articles. And this went on nationwide, by the way. This is just a three-state area article we're covering. And I was pulled over during this operation last week in Austin. And the guy just wanted to shine his light in my car and go, okay, you can go. And there were cars pulled over everywhere. Just randomly pulling us over, habitualizing, training the cops to violate the Fourth Amendment and to take federal orders. Most cops don't even know, by the way, these are federal operations. They're just told, go out and start stopping everybody. The authorities even raided businesses and store owners, confiscating computers and paperwork in an effort to, quote, track down possible terrorists before something big happens. That's a quote. The sheriff's department is determining if and when they can plan another, quote, roundup. See, they call these warrant arrest systems roundups. Get used to real political roundups like we just had in Tibet. Night of the Long Knives, like Nazi Germany. Kristallnacht. The sheriff's department is determining if and when they plan another roundup. The operation, which involved police departments, the FBI, drug agents, gang units, and even Coast Guard, working with the military, is just one example of how far law enforcement at the state and local levels is being co-opted and centralized by the Department of Homeland Security via mass federal grants. It also highlights how the distinction between crime and terrorism is becoming irrelevant. thus your Bill of Rights is. An InfoWars reader called in the Alex Jones Show to alert us to the show, to the story, and explain, that's how he found it, that he had gleaned the information from his friend, a sheriff's deputy in Memphis, who described the operation as training for martial law in America. And then we link to documents where they admit this is for martial law. Forget innocent until proven guilty. You are now a terrorist suspect until you were told otherwise. It is now the norm to consider everybody equally likely to be guilty of something than innocent. This is the protective policing or proactive policing, not preventative or reactive policing, and is widely indicative of a society that is not free. This form of proactive policing is a phenomenon that indicates a once free state rapidly declining into an authoritarian police state. If there was a real terror threat in these states, it would surely make sense for law enforcement agencies to target known trouble areas and follow up on already existing leads. Instead, we are seeing local police and Coast Guard being recruited to randomly target anyone in the area as possible terrorists. It's just swarming over the population. Surely, if there was a real terror threat, this activity would harm the effort to combat it. Of course, such activity is clearly not related to real or tangible terror threat. It is related to the ongoing effort to vastly increase the size and scope of federal government and increase the power it has over American citizens as the feds push to totally open the borders. We'll finish up with this article. Go to a bunch of your calls. Then, was a local Austinite murdered? Are the police covering it up? Reminds me of the Clinton murders where they cut the guy's head off, arms, leg off, pour gasoline on him, and then claim they committed suicide. They have the Arkansas medical examiner, Tammy Malik, say they committed suicide. They may kill me in a firing squad, have video of them shooting me, and say it wasn't that I committed suicide. We'll be right back.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, your call's coming up in a moment, but I got to finish up with all over the country, the police announcing, "We're fighting terror!" And they just start walking up on the sidewalks, up against the wall, start shaking everybody down, black, white, Hispanic, old, young. Marching around in black masks, police dogs, helicopters. They're jumping the shark. They're jumping the American people. They're letting us know, we're the boss. We're under federal control. We're doing it all for your safety. And all over the country, from Dallas, Texas, to Tucson, Arizona, to Oakland, California, they're coming to your door and knocking and saying, we want to look at your guns. We want to inspect them. Let us in. I mean, it is all under federal grants. I mean, they're coming at us big time, ladies and gentlemen. And police need to say, we don't want to be part of this. I know a lot of police are against this. In fact, the majority of police have been polled are pro-Second Amendment. Surely if there was a real terror threat, this activity would harm the effort to combat it. Of course, such activity is certainly not related to the real or tangible terror threat. It is related to the ongoing effort to vastly increase the size and scope of federal government and increase the power it has over American citizens. The information and intelligence from the operation will be collated and routed through the federally funded state-run fusion centers, which are really FEMA command centers, which they admit the CIA is over. We have links to mainstream articles on that, which are working in conjunction with the military arm of the Department of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. Yeah, I mean, they had secret military programs with police 20 years ago. That's in my film Road to Tyranny. Now it's just coming out. And this is a long-term plan. Very cold-blooded treason. Such information will soon include the DNA and other biometric information from every person arrested. That's right, even if you're not convicted, everyone, which DHS head Michael Chertoff has declared is no longer your personal information. Don't worry, folks. Everybody at birth for 35 years has had their blood taken. You were told it was for a blood test. It's now admitted, I told you a decade ago, now mainstream news, that it's been in an international DNA database. Homeland Security now has all of your blood, 35 and younger, illegally. They can also frame you with it, and they will. Continuing, we recently, and of course that's illegal what they're doing, but do you think they care? We recently reported on the fact that after 9/11, the Justice Department advised the Bush administration that it was able to effectively suspend the Fourth Amendment where domestic counterterrorism operations were concerned. We have a link to that White House memo. So see, now all crime, including no seatbelt, is terrorism. We have a link to that. In light of this, and given the government has begun to class any crime as terrorism, a set local and state police to work at anti-terror operations, it is clear that the protections provided by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are under direct threat. I'm not a good news reader if I read fast, folks. That's why I'm bumbling here. I'm going to read slow. We have seen how new provisions will effectively nullify the U.S. Constitution and a recent spat of executive orders in particular, PDD 51, which outlines preparations for the implementation of open martial law in the event of a declared national emergency for any reason, including insurrection, by governors or citizens. Public declarations for martial law. Go read it. We have debates in Congress how they admit it's martial law. You can go watch the video clips of Congress talking about it. Centralized and federally coordinated law enforcement programs complement nationwide FEMA programs to train pastors and other religious representatives. Again, we have a link to video of them admitting it. To become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for the implementation of martial law, property and firearm seizures, mass vaccinations programs, and forced relocation, and the split up of families. The effects of this particular program have already been witnessed. We have a link to that. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Police, this is going to ruin your future. It's going to ruin my future. Hardcore criminal banks have overthrown hundreds of third world countries. They go in for decades, buy out the police, buy out the military, they buy up the parliaments, they run people for office, grabbing corporations, grabbing infrastructure, doing deals while they're at it, but always moving towards what they call the IMF riot. They have a 100-point plan for this. This came out in 2002, and they said they wanted to do it in the U.S. and Europe. They then engineer a terror attack or an economic implosion or both. They then turn off the water and power, cause mass riots, have the police already trained for martial law, have them ride everybody down the streets on horseback, microwave gun people, sonic cannon people. The cops think they're maintaining order. Stocks crash to almost zero. The foreign banks then buy up whatever's left of it, and they just issue the liquidity out of nothing. You understand they're planning that here. Mayday. This is an emergency. They have got the final pieces going into place right now for this. Remember, I told you months before that they probably attacked the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. That is the level of my understanding of the enemy attack program. I can literally see a three-dimensional map of it in my mind because I study and think about this 18 hours a day. I mean, I can't enjoy a movie. I can't play video games. I can't go for a walk with my family without thinking about it. I think about it all the time. It's all I do. Okay, but it's not even hard now. Listen to what Lee Iacocca said, and then we're going to your calls. His new book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? And it gets worse. It gets into the police state, everything. But am I the only guy in the country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is our outrage? We should be screaming bloody murder. We've got a gang of bozos steering our ship of state over a cliff. We've got corporate gangsters stealing us blind, and we can't even clean up after a hurricane, much less build a hybrid car. But instead of getting mad, everybody sits around and nods their heads with the politicians saying, stay the course. Well, that's not what everyone says, Lee. Stay the course? You've got to be kidding. This is America, not the damn Titanic. I'll give you a soundbite. Throw the bums out. He goes further to say, someone has to speak up. I can hardly recognize this country anymore. The President of the United States, by the way, Iacocca is a big Republican. The President of the United States is given a free pass to ignore the Constitution, tap our phones, lead us to war on a pack of lies. Congress responds to record deficits by passing a huge tax cut for the wealthy. Thanks, but I don't need it. The most famous business leaders are not the innovators, but the guys in handcuffs. Why are we fiddling in the Middle East? The Middle East is burning and nobody seems to care about it or know what to do. And the press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions because they're owned by the military-industrial complex, bud. That's not the promise of America my parents and yours started and traveled across the ocean for. I've had enough. How about you? I'll go a step further. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're not outraged. This is a fight I'm ready and willing to have. And he goes on to talk about how we're a police state. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, folks. San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, they've built camps. They're brainwashing the police. They're saying they're banning protests nationwide. Red level emergency. Even if you don't believe that elements of the government carried out the attacks, they've certainly used them to take our freedoms and to attack us. They're certainly building their whole police state system for the general public. And the illegal aliens get free health care, free welfare, get passes on getting tickets. I've had Austin cops tell me. I've had New York cops tell me. I've read it in the news where police chiefs go, I arrest illegals, and the judges let them go without fines, and the INS, now ICE, won't come get them. And again, I'm not even bashing the illegal aliens. The whole point is it's not real, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd go to your calls. Who's up first here? Neil in Memphis, the site of martial law drills. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, Neil. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think about all this?
If police try to come into my house trying to take our guns, I will shoot them on sight. That's how I feel about it.
Well, that happened in New Orleans, and what they do is they then burn your house down or gun you down. There were thousands of dead bodies in New Orleans, and that was all a drill to see if they could cover it up. They didn't bring food and water. They went in the high and dry, $15 million homes and up, took their in fact, we have video of it. We can play the audio of the gun confiscation in New Orleans, and they will burn your house down. They will kill you.
I accept the fact that I'll die.
No, I understand. I understand. Well, you're evil, like the Founding Fathers, who when the British came to confiscate the guns in 1775 in Lexington and Concord, they fought back. And that's why I have FEMA on tape saying the Founding Fathers are bad to a classroom of cops and firemen in Kansas City. Have you ever seen that video I have?
I don't think I have.
It's in my film, Road to Tyranny.
That's one of them that I haven't seen yet.
It was given to me by a firefighter. I have 18 hours of the footage.
I'll make sure I see that then.
Yep, the Founding Fathers are bad. Hey, that's nothing. Did you see the Statesman? I made a big deal about it last week. Mr. Bobbitt, Philip Bobbitt, grandson of LBJ, runs some of the political affairs at UT department. The front page of the Statesman had the Constitution being burned. I want to go back to him. Is he still there? We're going to hold you over, sir. The Constitution being burned, and they said it's good. And they said we need to get rid of the Constitution to, quote, keep America safe. Anything else you want to add, sir? I mean, did you see these FEMA takeover drills? It happened in Memphis. Did you see it?
No, sir. I did not see it. I didn't see anything. I live just south of Memphis in Mississippi.
Okay, so you're not in Memphis where this happened.
No, sir, I'm not.
Anything else you want to add? I've been talking over you. Anything else you want to add?
I'm wondering if you have studied religion to the point of how it's involved in our government.
Okay, I'll come back and comment on that on the other side. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. Important news straight ahead, and then your calls, second hour. Stay with me.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for...